Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, January 11th. The grains overnight finished with corn steady, wheat up 6 cents, beans up 7 cents. Beans made a new contract, 1388 and 3 quarters. I don't know if we're going to be able to hold that. The dollar's up 60 ticks. Stock market looks to open up about 300 lower. Bitcoin is down. It's been down about $7,500 an ounce or a coin. It's now down $6,400 a coin. Metals are just a little bit lower here. For the week, obviously, we've got the USDA report tomorrow. They're looking for, cuts pretty much across the board on corn carryouts, bean carryouts, wheat carryouts. Wheat's only expected to be down 3 million. Beans down 35 million. Corn down 100 million. People have been talking a lot less on corn. I think it's, I don't think we're going to get near a carryout of 1.2 or 1.3. If we do, I suppose it's a little friendly out here, but we've already come such a long way and the funds are incredibly long. If the beans are, they're expecting 140. If they get it, I think again, we've overextended this market. We're at almost $14 beans here. We're coming into the Brazilian harvest. Brazil had good rains over the weekend. Argentina had some decent rains. They're harvesting beans in Brazil. The early reports of the beans in Brazil are that they're really decent beans. So I just don't know how much longer this is going to last. The oil market is broken in Malaysia. Meal has been very strong because of the Chinese demand out here. That's been the driving force the last couple of days in the beans. I don't know if it's going to last. We started the week off with a couple of little sales, 132 beans to China, 108 corn to Colombia. I don't think that'll have much impact on the markets. Argentina has lifted their corn export ban and replaced it with a 30,000 metric ton daily cap. So I don't think that's particularly friendly for the corn market. So overall, for the week, we've got two major things going on here. We've got the USDA report tomorrow. And what's happening in Washington and how that's all going to fare out. Some people are saying that the funds want to rebalance and buy more beans. I find that hard to believe, but we'll have to see what they do. There certainly hasn't been any rebalancing to the downside, which we certainly expected. So who knows out here? I would say that, the beans are incredibly overbought. Corn's incredibly overbought. The reports are going to have to be pretty friendly to continue this massive bull market that we've seen out here, and we'll see what happens. But if it does break, keep in mind, Bitcoin right now, it's down 6,000 a coin. It's a 15% drop in one day. We were down 20% at one point during the day. So, can something like happen on the beans and corn? Sure it can. We'll have to see what happens out here. But overall, I'm really skeptical. I think it's going to be a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact tomorrow. We'll have to see, unless the numbers are really, really low, like beans under 120, corn under 1.2. Then I think, it would justify some higher prices. I just don't see that happening out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.